Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Nikki looked like she was doing something with her phone that we tried to participate in.
I'm marketing.
Even though we weren't invited to participate.
Oh, I included you guys.
Okay.
This is my
fan
Free
page.
Talk Live marketing, yeah.
Okay. Good job. Well done. Market away.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
I just didn't know if we were like crashing something else you were trying to do.
No, I mean, this is my main thing right now, I guess, doing the show.
Well, welcome. What are the listeners listening to, Steve?
This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, very good. What's our phone number, Nikki?
603-283-6160. Feel free to call in.
Who's in the first chair?
That's Captain. That's the authentic Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass.
Esquire.
Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
If you will.
Wow. I think I got all of them.
You did. Knocked that one out of the park, man.
Yeah.
Did we already say the phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, then I got to do a thing. I got to do Captain's Log, start date 11122023.
He gets the intro.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, who are you?
Steve Glass.
Oh. Yeah, who even? Sorry, yeah. No one really cares.
It's just Captain tonight.
Captain and his posse.
Yeah. Captain and his posse. I'm just hogging all the spotlight.
And I'm Nikki.
I got distracted by Nikki's marketing.
Yeah. I really threw everybody.
I'm all sorts of combobulated now. I might even be whelmed.
It's true.
Not overwhelmed. No.
Not underwhelmed.
No, not discombobulated. Just combobulated.
Combobulated. Yeah.
Perhaps recombobulating now that I'm beyond the combobulation stage. But we don't know.
What is the captain's log, please?
I already did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I interrupted you. Because you didn't do the intro.
I did the whole thing.
Should we just hit the music again and start all over?
No.
Reach off log.
Let's not do that. I did do captain's log Saturday at 11122023. Now I've done it twice.
All right.
So I guess we're recombobulated now. Now we've surpassed that as
very well.
Well.
Please call in and save us.
603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, or talk about whatever we're talking about, or, you know, whatever. That's how it works. It's Free Talk Live. So I just pulled up the first story. I know we titled the show something like Man Stabbed Over Remote Control. I've had a number of girlfriends over the course of my life. Several of them live in, if you will, or we live together. We cohabitated.
And you could talk about this even though you have a wife?
I don't.
A wife and a girlfriend.
Or perhaps I have the best kind of wife, one who never says anything to me.
She's nice and quiet.
You know, she doesn't bother me. She doesn't care how late I stay out. You know, all these kinds of things.
Nice.
I've had the argument over the remote control for the television. You know?
Yes.
Like, well, I'm watching this, right? You know, you only got one TV in the house or something like that, you know? And like, well, I want to watch this. Like, how do you resolve that?
You time shift it.
Okay. Or you get like a second TV.
Second TV.
Right? You know, like, you
kick her out.
If you're trying to watch a sports thing, maybe you go to the bar.
Ooh.
Right?
Well, yeah, you can
watch her thing, and you know, you go to a buddy's house.
I will say, some people are crazy. Like, you'd think like, okay, like a solution would be nice, right?
Right. Yeah.
I know people, men and women. You know, women kind of get like all the flack for being crazy. Men can be unreasonable as well.
No.
And I've seen circumstances, not specifically to the TV, but where it's like, okay, there's an issue. And you're like, okay, here's some solutions, right?
Right.
and nothing will make them happy. You know, so it's like, oh, well, I'll go to the bar and watch the game if you want the TV.
And you're going to come home drunk.
Yeah, and then you're going to come home drunk. I want you to stay here. And you know what I mean? So it's
get
like,
get out there and cut the lawn.
What usually...
That's what I'm saying, you know?
Usually in that case, what they want is to win the argument and then also have you there and watch whatever they wanted with you.
So that they can,
like, either because they want to spend time with you, which hopefully that's the reason, or because they just want to gloat for like another hour. Or two,
yeah,
right?
Just,
you know, because they won the argument or whatever. So anyway, this is a thing. Hopefully, couples out there. Yeah. Hopefully, you figured out ways to resolve this. And
I'm assuming that if it gets to the point where there's a physical altercation over this, that these are probably crazy, unreasonable people. Yeah.
Well,
that's my assumption.
Buy another TV.
This from WTAE.com. I believe this is out of Pittsburgh.
Pizzaburg.
Pennsylvania. A man stabbed after repeatedly asking Pittsburgh woman for TV remote. Michelle Robinson, age 57, is charged with aggravated assault.
Wait, did she stab him in the hand?
A man told police a woman stabbed him in the hand.
In the hand.
After he repeatedly asked for the TV remote. The incident happened around 12:15 a.m. Tuesday on the 2800 block of Bedford Avenue in Pittsburgh's Bedford Dwellings neighborhood. That's a lot of information.
Yeah.
Well researched.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what's their address?
Well, yeah, in that
probably like 2801 or something, right?
Yeah.
The 28 block.
Yeah. 2800 block. Anyway.
2800 block.
According to a criminal complaint for Michelle Robinson, 57, of Pittsburgh, the victim told police Robinson was keeping the remote control from him in her purse, and he asked for it multiple times. According to the court paperwork, the third time the victim asked, Robinson pulled a knife out and stabbed him
only
in the hand.
Three times?
Wow.
Third time's a charm.
Something.
Or a hand stabbing.
It's something.
This happened at 12:15 a.m., on what night?
Tuesday.
What could be so important on television at 12:15 a.m. on a Tuesday in Pittsburgh?
And also, like, everybody has DVR. Everything's recorded. Yeah. Like, you know, she's watching something on Netflix. You know,
although
like something that is pre-recorded.
Although at age 57, you don't know, like,
maybe,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe they don't have that skill set.
But I will say, my assessment was correct. Like, she's crazy.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
According to court paperwork, the third time... Yeah, we already said that. The court paperwork said that Robinson initially told police the victim stabbed himself.
They always do that, you know?
He stabbed himself.
And then later said...
He wants attention.
And then later said the victim had assaulted her.
They do that too, where it's like, you know, I'm going to stab you. And then the cops come and...
But Nikki...
Oh, he's beating me!
But Nikki, you're supposed to believe them all.
Yeah. Yep.
Every one of them. They would never lie.
No.
Never.
Why would anybody lie to further their own personal agenda?
Never.
Never.
Never. It's not like they learned it from politicians. Anyway, police said that Robinson later made a spontaneous utterance that she did indeed stab the victim.
Oh.
Talking to the police.
She ratted on herself. Yeah, she's talking to herself because she's nuts. She's like, I'm glad I stabbed you.
Yeah. I should have stabbed him a couple more times in the other hand or something. Right? You know, like. Robinson had also told police the man wanted to watch football, but she wanted to listen to music.
Oh, it was music, right?
All right. Yeah. Football on Tuesday morning at 12:15. What football is he watching?
And it's Pittsburgh, so they got to be talking about either college or NFL.
College game on a Tuesday night?
But I don't.
Is it worth your life?
Or a hand?
Jeez.
You know, perhaps they did have some sort of DVR thing going on, right?
And they could only play back one.
He wanted to watch the Monday night game or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know, but it's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so we're not talking about football, right?
Yeah,
like
football.
Soccer could happen.
Right.
But this is a U.S. publication from a U.S. city. Odds are they're talking about not soccer.
Right. What was the Tuesday night or the Tuesday night game? What was the Monday night game? Was that this week? Is that this past month?
Let's see, when was this published? November 7th. So it would have been a week ago. Yeah. So I don't know what the solution is for you and your situation and, you know, for anybody out there who's trying to, you know, figure out how to handle the remote in your household. But stabbing somebody in the hand, not the answer.
No.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
No. I only have one TV, right, between the two of us, but I have so many other devices. Matt has, like, probably four laptops. I have one. We have cell phones. I have a tablet I could get if I really wanted. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't imagine a world where, like, we have two people in 2023 that don't have a computer, a cell phone, something else that is,
magic,
like,
rectangle.
And they both have to watch at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to sit down and watch this. So the Steelers haven't played since week two, which was September 18th.
They just played today.
So maybe he's watching the old, you know, game from September.
Oh.
He had to watch.
Yeah, but it didn't say they were watching the Steelers, or he wanted to watch the Steelers.
Well, I mean, if you're in Pittsburgh.
Right, but, like, I mean, lots of people are just fans of football.
Yeah, they just watch whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have the red zone.
Especially if they've got, like, gambling going on. They've got the fantasy football thing. I know a guy who flies from, like, the West Coast to down to, like, Florida every year to, like, participate in a fantasy football thing.
To bet in Florida?
It's a league or something? Well, it's their own personal league, so it's not, like, official. It's below board, right?
Right.
There's no website for it. It's just a group of guys get together, and they have their own method, their own pool, whatever it is. I'm not a fantasy football guy, so I don't know how these things work.
Yeah.
But, like,
it sounds complicated.
It's so important to him that he flies across country, like, once a year to participate.
The only time I watch football is when I get paid to watch football.
Mm.
And I haven't got paid to watch football in a while, so.
Yeah.
I've given up.
Okay. Well, good enough. Moral of the story here, don't stab people over the TV remote.
Don't watch.
I do remember one girlfriend in particular that I used to make her mad every time I said this. I would say something like, well, I'm the man, the remote belongs to me.
Whoa. And she stabbed him.
That'll get you stabbed.
Yeah, that'll get you stabbed right there.
And she would say stuff like, I hate when you say that. And I'm like, well, that's why I say it. Right? So, like, you know. You're going to push my buttons, I'm going to push back.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really all.
And then she harumphs out of the room, and you get to watch whatever you want.
We had more than one TV, so like, it wasn't, you know. But I did keep the remote, you know, in my recliner. It had the little thing that hung over the arm. Yeah, I guess it was a little recliner purse. You keep the remote in there, a couple of remotes, right? You know, maybe some spare batteries so you don't have to get up when the remote dies.
Oh.
Yeah. A friend of mine had this remote control. That basically, it was a custom remote control. I don't know where he got it. But basically, if you go into a sports bar and you just hit this button, it basically starts changing channels
and
bringing volumes up and down.
Yeah, that'll start a bar fight.
I used to live in
you would just hit it and the whole place would go nuts.
Funny.
I used to live in a trailer park, right?
Yeah.
So all the trailers very close together.
You
open up your living room windows, right? And everybody subscribes to the same cable company.
Yeah.
All the remotes work on everybody else's boxes. We used to have fights. Right, with neighbors, like where, I mean, it was fun, right? It was kind of like laser tag. Like, everybody would duck down, and then when nobody was watching, you, like, remote, click, either turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, turn the volume off, turn it down, whatever, change it to something they didn't want to watch, and then they'd turn around and look over and see nobody.
Yeah.
Because you were like, I'm here. Yeah.
Right.
We would do that. It was a lot of fun. I think they've changed remotes now to where, like, I don't think that's possible anymore.
I don't know.
They click with one box or whatever when you first power them up. You got to, like, yep, this is the remote.
There's
some sort of encryption or something that happens there. Yeah, it identifies itself and links itself only to that cable box
or
whatever.
It takes all the fun out of it.
It does, but it was fun for a while. It's kind of like prank phone calls. I'm older than last
caller ID.
I'm older than caller ID.
Yeah.
Right? But there used to be no *69.
Nope.
You know, you could not return. You had to, like, get a warrant to find, like, if somebody prank called you had to, like, figure out, like, you file something with the police, get a warrant before you could get somebody to trace the call where it came from,
right?
You know, or give you at least the 10-digit number that the call originated from. So we used to do prank phone calls. We used to look up the last name Booger.
Oh, you were talking about that.
Have I told this already? Yeah.
No, I know the story.
I'm old. I tell these stories again and again. I'm going to tell it one more time. Yeah. We used to look up the last name Booger in the phone book, and it would say something like, you know, Dave Booger. Or Dave and Melissa Booger, right? You know, and, like, you know, female answers the phone. We're like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for Bill Booger, please. And she's like, I'm sorry, who? And we're like, Bill Booger. And she's like, yeah, there's nobody here by that name. I'm like, well, this is the Booger residence, isn't it? Yeah, this is Mrs. Booger. How can I help you? Well, I'm sorry. I guess I must have picked the wrong Booger. And then you hang up and you laugh.
Oh, my God.
And you're on the ground laughing.
And there was nothing they could do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of prank phone calls, too. Yeah, that was just a thing.
Back in the day.
It was just, yeah.
Back in the day. It was fun.
I think I've reached the statute of limitations, though, right? I'm admitting this. Rotary phone.
Yeah, but this was all before I was 18 anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. I was 10 years old.
Yeah, so. All right, moving right along. We have a number two story.
Number two.
I'm not sure, well, because we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here. Yeah. I'm not sure.
The phone board is loaded up. No, it's not.
No. All right, fine. This from sfgate.com, tonight's number two story. Four men charged in theft of satirical golden toilet titled America at Churchill's birthplace. All right, lot to unpack here. Four men. Not
they're heavy. I saw a gold toilet.
Toilet. Not wise men, apparently, but they are four men. Have been charged in the theft of a satirical golden toilet. Now, I know what a toilet is. I can imagine what a golden toilet might look like. They have a picture of, I'm assuming, the aforementioned satirical golden toilet in the article, but I can't show people that on the radio. And so I'm not sure what a satirical golden toilet is, unless it's like not really gold. You know, it's like fool's gold.
Pyrite.
Spray-painted gold or something, you know, I don't know. So it's not 14 karat or anything.
I think satirical is probably the wrong word.
We'll find out. And then why would you name a satirical golden toilet America?
If you're Churchill?
Well, and then who is Churchill?
He was the prime minister during World War II for Britain, for the UK.
So like Winston Churchill?
I believe it's Winston. It just says Churchill.
I would assume, that's what I would assume.
Or it's Churchill Downs.
We will fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall defend our honor. That bit from Iron Maiden where it's Churchill's speech.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, they took a sample of Churchill and put it. Anyway,
yeah,
talking about metal again. So why would you put a satirical golden toilet at Churchill's birthplace and call it America? There's so many questions just based on this headline alone. There's a lot to unpack here.
So his birthplace, was that at the hospital, maybe?
Ooh, I don't know.
Assume, did they just mean the town, right?
The town?
The city?
At his house?
Well, yeah, what is a birthplace?
And it's funny that the number two story is coming from San Francisco Gate. They are the number two capital of the world.
Yeah,
I think.
That's true.
Yeah, watch where you're walking on the sidewalk.
They have an app for that.
So the photo that they have, though, does show a rather industrial-looking, we'll say restroom.
It looks like it's on a gas station.
It kind of does. It's an odd shape. The walls are all white. The stainless steel double-roll toilet paper dispenser. Looks like there's a paper towel, dispenser beneath or above a trash can.
It's like it's built into a corner.
It does. It almost looks like a prison type of a setup. Not that I've been to prison, but
just guessing.
Can imagine.
Yeah.
Satirical. It's satirical.
Yeah, okay. London AP. Four men were charged Monday over the theft of an 18 karat gold toilet.
Well, wow.
How is that satirical?
I think it just in general it's supposed to be a joke, right? It's a real golden toilet, but
it's only 18 karat.
Maybe it's just not hooked up to plumbing. Maybe that's what they mean.
Oh, it looks like it's hooked up to plumbing. I mean, maybe it's not, but anyway, four men charged Monday, theft of an 18-karat gold toilet from Blenheim Palace, the sprawling English country mansion where British wartime leader Winston Churchill was born.
You sound like you're from The Onion at the top of the hour.
This is not The Onion News. This is SF Gate. Okay, so we've answered the question, Churchill's birthplace, meaning the mansion in which he was born. So apparently this golden toilet was in
the mansion.
Blenheim Palace.
Home birth, cool.
The toilet, valued at £4.8 million.
Wow.
Or $5.95 million.
Wow.
Was an artwork titled America.
Oh, it was just a piece of art. It wasn't a real toilet.
When you sit on it, do you wipe your president?
You use pound notes.
Hey, it's just like Congress flush. And intended as a pointed satire about excessive wealth by Italian conceptual artist Maurizio Catalan. It was part of an art installation at Blenheim Palace near the city of Oxford a few days before it vanished overnight in September 2019.
Wow.
So imagine you're like, hey, everybody, the new art toilet is getting installed. It's 18 karat gold, and it's part of this whole art installation. Now, the room that they have it in does not look like art at all.
No. Right?
Like the toilet, okay, I could see the toilet being considered art just because it's all shiny and gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? But the room is just, I mean, it looks like a gas station restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird shape. It's got, you know, regular toilet paper holders in it, whatever. But at any rate, the Crown Prosecution Service said Monday, it has authorized criminal charges against four men ages 35 to 39. It's a pretty narrow age range over the theft. They are accused of burglary and conspiracy to transfer criminal property. So the toilet itself is criminal property?
I guess since it's stolen.
And they're transferring it? Yeah, but it wasn't criminal property until they stole it.
Yeah.
And then even then, it's not really their property. It still belongs to the rightful owner, right?
Just slap
They're
it
just
on
trying
other
to rack up the charges.
These weirds are dumb. Weirds? Words.
Words?
These words are stupid. There we go.
There you go.
I'll get it right eventually. Yeah. Last night on Free Talk Live, by the way, I was on. And, man, speaking trouble having was I.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? Like, things, words, right? You know, just doing all sorts of weird stuff. So don't be surprised if it comes back. Hopefully I've overcome it. But we'll see what happens. It's been a long day already. Seven people had been arrested over the heist. So they charged four, but they arrested seven. So there's three people
just
out there.
Just in case, you know, for good measure.
So, like,
security guard, maybe.
Okay, so, I you know, I'm not a thief. I don't believe in thieving, right? I think it's wrong to take from others what you didn't earn.
Right.
However, if I were part of this crew, right, and I'm just hypothetically speaking, right?
I got you to go along.
I would want to, you know, take care of business in this golden
before you pull it out of there.
Or at least get like a photo, like you got your pants out, you're sitting on, you're like,
get a picture.
Just so, you know, look, I'm sitting on a throne of gold.
Or else it's all for nothing.
But that's just me. Seven people had been arrested. No charges have been brought until Monday, 4 years after the toilet was stolen. The artwork, however, has never been found.
Whoa.
Does that mean the toilet was never found?
I think so. I think that's the artwork that they're referring to, right?
You would think so. But they said it was part of an art installation.
Yeah.
The golden toilet was fully functioning.
Cool.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So then maybe before stealing it, you want to make sure that, you know, you just had your meal, you know, maybe a half hour after mealtime. Maybe you had some coffee to chase your meal down with before you go about the theft.
Ready to go.
Just so that you can, you know, take a fully functioning art. 603-283-6160. We're not quite done with the number two story. We've got more of that. Plus, coming up, what's going on in New Hampshire? Are they going to secede? It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year.
According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or more. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in expected growth rate of 3 to 4% over 2022. This holiday spending forecast aligns with the pre-COVID pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. I'm John Schaefer.
For Veterans Day, restaurants and businesses across the U.S. recognize the sacrifice of veterans and active duty military personnel with free meals, deals, and discounts. One freebie is coming up on Monday, where Golden Corral is hosting Military Appreciation Night. All Golden Corral locations will give active military and veterans a free Military Appreciation Night dinner, buffet, and a beverage on Monday starting at 5 p.m. until closing. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Gregorian chant.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's torturing a cow?
Like that Beastie Boys song.
What's
no.
Oh, we can't sing.
Well, yeah, be careful.
Yeah, copyright.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called.
Okay, that's fine.
Rights.
What's the name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
What's the phone number?
It is 603-283-6160. That's the domestic terrorist hotline. Call in now.
Very nice. Who's she?
And Dickie.
And who's he?
Steve. Steve Classic.
And who am I?
The captain.
Oh, very good. Who are the people that, you know, will call?
Anyone who's interested in joining
we have a word for them.
Callers, yeah.
Listeners.
Who calls in callers?
Well, a listener is different than a caller.
Well, you never know.
They can change the topic.
Sometimes they might
just be standing there in front of their radio, like yelling at us. Right?
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
No, that's not true. That's not how I do it, right? You know,
that's what I do when I listen to this show.
Really?
Yeah. I don't call in or anything. I just
shut it off.
Stand there and just yell.
I have been
you're wrong.
When I was just a Hui listener, you know, a decade plus ago, when I was living on the West Coast, listened to the show, and it was like, we'll call it classic Free Talk Live, so Mark and Ian,
right.
You know. Oh, and I remember listening to it going, no, Mark, you're wrong! You're wrong! Like, yelling at my radio, you know.
And you started calling in.
And then I moved.
Oh.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, happy to contribute.
Here you are.
Happy to contribute. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. We've been talking about our number two story.
The Golden Toilet.
The story of the Golden Throne.
The sarcastic. What is, no, it wasn't sarcastic.
Satirical.
Satirical. Oh, yes. Satirical Golden Toilet.
So apparently, an almost $6 million toilet was a piece of art titled America, which might be an accurate description of today's America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that
it does kind of feel that way, right?
I don't know that it's golden.
Yeah, I'd like, no, what is that phrase? Putting lipstick on a pig?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels
like. It's like fool's gold, right?
Yeah.
We're the cleanest shirt in the laundry.
But we're way at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so apparently it was stolen in 2019, only a few days after it was installed at Blenheim Palace in the UK. The Crown Prosecution Service said they are charging four men, aged 35 to 39. They had arrested seven, but only four are being charged currently. And the artwork has never been found. The golden toilet was fully functioning, and prior to the theft, visitors to the exhibition could book a three-minute appointment to use it.
Wow!
That's
so weird. You don't have to steal it to use it. Right? You could just go there, book an appointment, probably pay for it. I'd pay for that. Hey, look at me, I'm on a golden throne.
How do you time that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 3 minutes. I don't know. I might have to book multiple appointments back to back. Like 10
four,
of them.
Four appointments.
I'll go 10.
I'm
here for the full half hour.
Oh, do you have a silver toilet I could use?
Yeah, oh, I can't afford the golden one, you know. Do you have a copper one?
Yeah, we have 2 minutes on the silver toilet.
Police said that because the toilet had been connected to the palace's plumbing system, its removal caused significant damage and flooding to the 18th century building.
Oh, gosh.
A UNESCO World Heritage Site filled with valuable art and furniture that draws thousands of visitors each year. Well, okay, but like, I mean, sure, that's a result of the theft, right? And that's damage that could be assessed or whatever. But at the same time, you installed a toilet amongst millions of dollars of art. Regardless,
a working toilet.
A working one. A working golden toilet. So, like, you know.
Should have thought of that.
It's like, you know, it's cold in here and I'm not going to heat. I think I'll bring the grill inside. Right? Like, no, don't do that. That's poor form. The Guggenheim Museum in New York, where the artwork was installed in a bathroom prior to it being shown at Blenheim Palace, described the toilet as cast in 18-karat gold. We already said that. Yeah. The museum said the artwork invited viewers to, quote, make use of the fixture individually and privately to experience unprecedented intimacy with a work of art.
That is so strange. I just can't imagine going out of my way to facilitate something like that. Like, you go to an art museum, right? That's a normal thing to do, I suppose. But I'm going to go to this specific art museum because they have a golden toilet and I've been fantasizing about taking a crap on this toilet for years. I'm going to go there. I'm going to pay money, book my 3-minute appointment.
Okay.
I just can't imagine, like, living in that realm.
I how do you time? Like, if you're three minutes,
yeah, there's,
you know,
that too, yeah.
How do you...
And then, like, they got to hire somebody, right? Or do they, like... And, like, what kind of cleanser do you use on a golden toilet, right? You're not using Comet. You're not using Clorox. What are you using? You know? I'm naming brands.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. You get the idea, right? You're not going to use bleach on 18-karat gold, are you?
Maybe.
You know? What kind of scrubby?
Like jewelry polish. You know how people polish their rings and stuff? That.
Every time.
Okay. But what kind of toilet brush do they use on gold? Right? It can't be just the off-the-shelf, you know, standard, regular.
Yeah, they need like a microfiber cloth.
Something, right?
Yeah.
You know? And then do they make you clean it, or do they hire somebody?
You have to book another 3 minutes to clean your mess up.
Like, I imagine that, like, yeah, there's like, you know, okay, your 3 minutes are from here to here, and then there's a 3-minute break for our sanitation people to come in and clean it for the next person.
Disinfect.
Right? Like, I'm already kind of leery of public bathrooms. Right?
Yeah.
I try not to
use
them.
I'm not going to pay to use one. I don't care what the toilet's made out of.
I don't know, man.
It's probably pretty cold, too.
You know, if me and some friends, we got baked and went and visited this museum and there was no line, I'm like, how much? $50? Okay. You know, everybody get a photo.
$50?
Right. I don't know. I'm just making it.
Would you pay $50?
I'm going to ask to get a photo of me sitting on the golden throne. I think that would be awesome. Right? Okay. You know? That's just my own personal opinion, right? Nobody else has to value it, but I think that'd be fun. Yeah.
No, I was just wondering.
Hey, check it out.
That was a legit place. Yeah.
But then there'd have to be a camera in there, or you'd have to invite somebody in there with you to take the photo.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, depending on how hung up you are on stuff. And then if there is a camera in there, you're like, wait, is this camera
on? There's a guy that's staffed, the photographer, if you will.
The concierge.
That's staff.
The bathroom guy, right?
Yep.
In the fancy bathrooms where they,
he
like, hand you a towel.
Hors d'oeuvres.
A hot towel.
And they offer you a hot towel, sir.
Yeah.
Do you like a tea?
Yeah.
Do you like a crumpet?
Do you like cologne, right? You know, they have, like, deodorant and stuff like that. On
the poopery.
It shows you how unclassy I am. I don't even know what they have in these.
You're like, you know, the deodorant, like the face powder.
And they always expect a tip, too. And you're like, for what? You didn't do anything.
Right. Unless you're the groom of the stool. I mean, if you were the groom of the stool, then I'd give you some money.
We're inventing new words, new phrases.
No,
here.
The groom of the stool is a thing.
Is it?
It is. Okay. It's I can look it up on the magic rectangle.
Is it someone who marries a toilet?
No.
Because that sounds like a groom of a stool. Or perhaps he's marrying a movement of bowels.
Oh.
That would be a groom.
A stool.
Of a stool.
Yeah. A stool, yeah.
I will.
Okay.
Let's finish the number two story, and I'll cap with the stool.
You go ahead and sick our crack research team upon the subject at hand, and we'll come back to you, Steve. Will we ever see that toilet again? Personally, I wonder if it's in the shape of a toilet, to be perfectly honest, Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Barber told the BBC.
Oh, like if they melted it down?
If you have that large amount of gold, I think it seems likely that someone has already managed to dispose of it one way or another.
I suppose so. I think it would be more valuable as the toilet, but it would be more risky to, you know, black market sell that. You can sell gold and it's less sketchy. It's like, this isn't stolen. This isn't. Why would you ever think that this gold bar is from a stolen toilet? Why would you think that?
Because it's got, like, you know, some stamp on it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Culligan or something. Some Kohler or whatever. What's a popular
thing? You're like, what's this?
It smells like bleach.
What's this spec?
Here is only a theory based in no facts at all. It's completely made up out of my imagination, based on nothing. It would be cool, in my mind, if this turned out to be, like, some wealthy guy who's building, like, a post-apocalypse bunker, right? An underground, like, bomb shelter scenario, and he just wants his post-apocalypse bomb shelter to have the golden toilet in it.
Hmm.
And I think you are both correct that the toilet would be worth more in the shape of the toilet.
Absolutely.
Than melted down as gold.
The function of it.
Yeah,
because, you know, when you mix your labor with a product, it adds value to it, right? In order for this specific of a theft, because you could probably go steal $6 million in gold.
Yeah.
Much easier
than,
from a different place than, you know, than stealing a toilet out of a, you know, a museum or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's just my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Okay.
We'll never know, probably.
Any theories from you?
Oh, I got the groom of the stool. Story.
Oh, okay. Well, what's that?
Surely one of the most repulsive...
Don't call me Shirley. Don't call me Shirley.
One of the most repulsive jobs in history was the groom of the stool. It was a role created during the reign of Henry VIII to monitor and assist in the king's bowel motions. Bowel motions.
Motions.
Yeah. Okay.
The word stool. The word stool was in reference to a portable commode, which would have been carried around at all times, along with water, towel, and a washbowl, to ensure he was carrying out his job at peak efficiency.
Peak efficiency.
To ensure the king was carrying out his job at
peak or P-E-E-K?
Peak
efficiency?
The groom of the stool would also have closely monitored the king's diet and meal times and would have organized his day around the king's predicted motions.
Huh. Wow. I feel like I need someone I need to hire that person.
You need your own groom of the stool.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a all the king's horses and all the king's men joke in there somewhere, but I just can't find it.
So perhaps surprisingly, it was the sons of noblemen or members of the gentry that were usually awarded the job. Over time,
awarded.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, congratulations! Yeah, you finally made it. Yeah. You've achieved.
It's an honorable position.
My dad and my grandfather were grooms of the stool. No,
right, yeah.
I come from a long line of grooms of the stoolmen. Groomsmen of the stool.
Grooms
of the stoolmen.
One might hope to be reimbursed handsomely for such a role, especially if the groom actually cleansed the royal posterior himself.
Jeez.
In all fairness, though, there are no historical records to suggest that the groom went to these extremes, although he would have almost certainly helped the monarch undress.
Wait, so they're insinuating that at some point, whoever was using this stool they'd have a conversation with their friends. They'd be like, oh, are you using a different kind of paper? Like, no, I have people for that. Like, they're insinuating that whoever's using the stool, like, their ass was so, what's the word I'm looking for, royal, that they employed people to wipe it for them.
Right.
Yeah.
The king. Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the original bathroom attendant.
There are just some jobs you got to do yourself, man. You know? Yeah. I mean, I get, like, you know, I know you come from a nursing background. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I knew a girl.
I have been employed in that position before.
What do you call
that's
it?
That's regal, but...
A nurse's assistant in, like, an old folks home. And
yeah.
That was her entire job. She's like, I am really tired of this job. All I do is wipe butt all day.
You know? Yeah.
And I'm like,
worked that position, so yeah. I understand.
Yeah. So, like, I get it. Like, if people can't. Right, but like, if you're capable, you should take care of that.
You know what? I think, you know, coming from a nurse assistant background or, you know, a CNA background, I think it would have been more honorable. Like, if they gave me a better name, like, oh, you're a CNA, whatever. You're a mistress
of the stool,
of the elders, or something. You know, like mistress of the stool. It's like, yes. This is a very,
card.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, this is a very respectable role. Like, no, it's not.
And your office has a golden toilet.
Yeah, yeah. I have clients.
Perk. It's a perk of the job.
I have clients. You know?
All right. What's going on in New Hampshire? No, no segue there at all.
It's cold.
Cold segue. That's
cold.
Right.
It's cold.
This from redstates.com. New Hampshire takes a second bat at legislation to secede from the United States.
Cool.
Yeah.
The opinions expressed by contributors are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of this website. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Without official written permission from the NFL.
They do have a picture of a car with a license plate that spells Freedom. It's like freedom with one E.
Freedom.
Yes,
freedom.
It's one of these vanity plates.
I ran out of letters.
I've never. Well, no, you can only. Well, anyway.
That's what. Yeah.
It should say Freedum.
I've never understood libertarians who pay the state extra money to get a liberty message on their license plate.
Yeah,
that's not make sense.
Is it funny? No. Is it ironic? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is it disturbing? Yes. Because, like, not the whole point of being, you know, libertarian of any sort, yeah. Anarchist, you know, voluntarist, libertarian, L, capital, or lower, like, was to be against the state. I mean,
you know
basically,
what?
That's
blend
what
in a little bit.
Right,
don't be
you know?
So...
If you were a real libertarian...
Real.
You wouldn't even have a license plate. But y'all are a bunch of fakers with registered cars, license plates.
Yeah.
You probably have a driver's license. Bunch of fakers.
I don't, you know, chastise anybody for any of that kind of stuff because you're doing all of that under duress.
Yeah.
Right. You are under the threat of violence should you not do those things.
Yeah.
Right.
And even if you are a student of the law, and you're possibly like one of these sovereign citizen people who have studied all the nuance and all that kind of a thing of, you know, what the law
their
says. And that,
capital
oh, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not traveling for official business, so you're interfering with my right to travel, et cetera, et cetera. All that stuff is true, but you have to be so convincing to the Nimrods that are doing the
good
enforcing
luck.
That your only chance at getting any of that to take effect is through court. And like,
it'll cost you $10 million to prove it, plus half your life, probably.
How did we get here? I wonder that sometimes. Like,
I got a car.
How did we get to the point where, because, like, obviously, like, this stuff is new within the past, like, 100 years. Like, I mean, the advent of the vehicle, right? Okay.
Right, right.
So how did we get to the point where we need a driver's license? We need, you know, because it's so common. Very, very rarely I've never seen a car without a license plate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
If you do, someone's tailing them, or they have a dealer,
right.
A little fake dealer
plate, or the temp sticker,
or something.
Or whatever,
I mean, you know, maybe someone is out there driving without a license plate, but they're gonna get pulled over almost immediately, right? So this is a very rare
and
thing.
And repeatedly, depending on how far they travel.
So this is a very, very rare thing in today's world in the entire country, right? It's just so normalized. This is what you need to do. You can't travel without it.
Yep.
No one questions it.
Yep.
How did we get to this point? Like, at what point
this
start? Right? You know what I mean?
In the military, they call it mission creep. I'm trying to remember what they call it. Alex Jones calls it boiling frogs.
Yes.
Right? This is the idea that you can put a bunch of frogs into a pot of water.
And progressively
and
gets,
slowly, slowly turn the temperature up. The frogs don't even
first
notice.
First it feels nice.
But if you put the frogs just in a big thing of water and you crank it on high, the frogs are going to start jumping out immediately.
Yeah. Right?
So that is the only explanation I have. The same thing applies not only to driver's license, but to, like, passports.
Everything.
Like
passports.
Social security cards?
Yeah.
That is a new thing.
Right.
All of these things are new. Like, this is it. And so many people, I mean, I don't. There aren't very many people alive today who remember a time before these things, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you don't. No, I don't want to say no one, but very few people question this stuff. And in my work, I do birth work, right? So I kind of like support families in that realm of bringing new human beings into the world.
Have you bring sovereign kids in, like the no social and all that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
So this is a question I propose to people. Like, have you thought about if you're going to register your child? Have you thought about if you're going to do a passport, a birth certificate? And a lot of people are just like completely mind blown. Why would you even ask me that?
Right.
They really don't even think it's an option. And I've also had conversations with other midwives in other states where they're like, it is illegal for me to attend a birth without registering that child. Like, they need, because someone was asking a question about it, and I'm like, they don't want a birth certificate, just don't fill out the birth certificate form. Because we can, as far as I know, we can do those things in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts and in Connecticut. You know, places.
Just don't fill it out.
You just don't do it. And it's, you'd like, it's not an issue. Like, you don't have to do it. But it seems like, as far as, you know, for the information I got in other states, like, for a licensed, certified midwife to attend a birth, if they were there, they have to register your kid. So, to me, like, that was kind of almost off-putting to me, because she's like, oh, my client doesn't want me to do this. What do I do? And I'm like, well, you don't do it. Like, you're going, this person hired you. You're going against what the person wants. And they're like, well, I have to, because or else I'm like, what a yucky.
You lose your license, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, what a yucky feeling to, like, have to do something that goes against this family. And I was honestly like, I'm surprised they even hired you because you don't seem like you're willing to uphold their wishes.
Right, yeah.
But it's such a thing where, like, people don't question it. And there were other comments on the thread. They were like, oh, is this a sovereign citizen person? Oh, my God. What are they? Like, people were outraged that someone would refuse to register their child. And they're like, what about health insurance? What about this? What about their driver's license? What about them getting a job? Like, all of these things.
Right.
And they're valid. You can't open up a bank account without a social. Or maybe you can, but it's going to be very hard.
Yeah, but they're not coming at it from a perspective of discovery. They're coming at it from a perspective
judgment
and, like, how are you supposed to get along in today's society without all of these things that we accept commonly?
Can't get a cell phone if you don't have a... a bank account or a credit card.
Right? I mean, it's one thing to be like, oh, a life might be difficult for your child. Maybe you should think about that. Maybe it'd be easier if you just went along with what everybody else is doing.
Or if they were having an epiphany and they're like, oh, my gosh.
You're right.
Humans can't do anything without this and registering and having a blah,
no,
like,
they don't.
And the government,
like,
has totally taken over our lives and is in control of everything, and that's antithetical to freedom.
No, but they don't want freedom, and that's the thing. It's like, well, they can't even fathom a world, even though it's like, yeah, we've only had social security cards for 100 years or so. They can't even fathom a world right now where we don't have all of those things. Like, these are just, this is the modern, like, modern world. Welcome to it.
Yeah.
They can't, like, fathom not having those things. And if you question what everybody else is doing, like, you're some psychopath.
It's one thing to, like, you know, I don't know, buy a new something, right? You buy a set of tools, right, online, right? You get them, you're like, yep, those are cool, I like them. And then you, like, send in the product warranty registration card,
mm-hmm.
right? So that, you know, if something breaks, you know, you can be like, hey, I registered after I bought it, here's my receipt. Mm-hmm. You know, this thing broke, send me a new one. And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem, right? I get that. But, like, what's the point of registering humans?
Collateral?
Like, other than control.
Yeah, you got to be part of the corporation. You're
right.
Getting a number.
Tracked. Right. Know all these things.
I mean, I know it's like, I know the answer to this, and it's so that
right,
the state,
rhetorically,
so. Right, the state can use you as collateral to continue taking out loans from the Federal Reserve and continue bombing brown people for
no
apparent
reason.
And honestly,
like, a normal person, to me, in my opinion, if you tell them that, like, this is where this came from and this is what this is about, they'd be like, oh, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not gonna participate in that. And no judgment, you know, one way or the other, because I do understand. Like, and I think about this stuff now. I'm like, when I'm applying for a mortgage, when I'm applying for a bank account, applying for a job, like, doing all of these things that are normal things in our society, right? I write down my social security number quite frequently, and I think about that. I'm like, oh, you know, if I were to go one way or another with my own children one day, what kind of consequence is that going to have for them? Like, I think about this stuff frequently now, and it isn't an easy decision to make for parents, but I think it needs to be a discussion. Like, it's sad that people don't even think about it. It's just like, nope, this is just what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm surprised we're not using phone numbers now instead of social security numbers. Because if you look on your social security card, if you actually have a card, it says this number is for social security administration use only.
Right.
Right on there. Right on the front. It says it right there. Not for opening up a bank account.
Everything, right?
Yeah. It's everything. Banks.
Although it could be said that the Social Security Administration is part of government, and government has their fingers in everything, and so therefore, you know, it's part of their use. 603-283-6160. Are you for or against registering humans? We can talk more about that plus more on what's going on in New Hampshire with secession. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.